Hello everyone, welcome to Nord University Short Lectures. My name is Azad Mardin. I am the founder and the lead instructor at Nord University. In this episode, I would like to explain you the difference between var, let, and const. All of them are ways to declare a variable in Node.js and JavaScript, but there's big difference, okay? So let's start with just not using any of them. So that's the worst situation. If you don't use any of them, your variable will become attached to the global scope. What that means? Global in Node.js, that's a name. And your variable will become global dot the name of that variable. For example, a equals 1 will become global dot a, and the value would be 1. So that's a bad situation, because if there is another module that uses the same approach, then you will have a conflict, especially with generic names such as global.module, global.require. You will run into a lot of issues if you will use those names. So bad. Always use one of those three methods. So let's start with var. We continue with var because var is historically been in JavaScript and Node.js for pretty much since the beginning. So var will create a local scope. But the problem with var, so the good thing with var is that it's not going to leak that to the global scope. It will create a local scope. The problem with var is that it's not going to respect the logical blocks, the curly braces. So if you have a curly brace, var would not respect that, and it will allow to create a new variable basically in the same logical block, which again, it's not good, because you might be overwriting some of the good values which you don't want to override. So don't do that, don't use var anymore. Since Node.js version 6, you can use const. What is const? Const will allow you to declare a variable. It will allow you to redeclare it. Basically, if you try to say const a equal 1, const a equal 2, or const a equal 1 again, it's not gonna work. It's not going to work. It will blow. It will give you an error, which is a good thing, because you don't want to redeclare the variable, okay? Now, what will happen if you try to change the value? So const a equals 1, and then on the next line you say a equals 2. Well, it will prevent you. It will prevent you from changing that value. So when you need to change that value, which is actually pretty rare now, because we can use for each, we can use map, we don't have to create those counters such as var I equals 1. We don't need to do that. But in a rare situation, when you do need to change the value, but you still want to have that ability to have that security of not allowing to have the same variables in the same logical block, in the same scope, then use let. Okay? So let and const, they're both will prevent from redeclaring the same name in the same scope. If it's a different scope, that's totally fine. So if it's outside of the curly brace, if it's outside of the function or a class, that's totally fine. They would not do anything, they would not cause any errors, but in the same scope, they will prevent the redeclaration, and const will also prevent the reassignment. Let will allow reassignment, such as a equals 1, a equals 2, or I equals 1, I equals 2. Now, with object, const would not prevent the reassignment of the fields. Why? Because object will stay the same, only the field will be changing, okay? So const, it's not really constant, because you cannot log the object, but it will prevent the reassigning to another object of the entire object. I typically use const when I'm importing functions, modules, when I'm creating functions, creating objects. I'm not going to modify them. I use that for arrays. Let I use for counters, for something that is changing. But most of the times, let is not even necessary. So that's it for this lecture. If you want to learn more, go and check my blog at weboblog.com/ES6. I tell more about the differences between const, let, and var. Learn Node.js, and I'll see you in the next video.